Today's daf is daf Nun Dalid. We're holding Nun Gimel Amud Beis, roughly six lines from the bottom of the Amud. And first, the Gemara quotes what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. Remember, we had in the Mishnah yesterday that Kol Menachis Bois Matra, with the exception of the one out of the four categories of the Toida Chalas, as well as the Shtei Lechem that was brought once a year on Shavuos. And those were daf Kechomets. For instance, by the Shtei Lechem, says Beferish. Soilis Tiena Chometz Teofena Bikurim Lashem. So you see that it has to be Dafka made Chometz. So the question is, how does that work out on a technical, mechanical level? So we had a machlok between a Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, where a Meir said, Hasa'or Boidelehen Mitoichon Umachamtan. What does that mean? Boidelehen Mitoichon Umachamtan. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, you take a little bit of the isarin of flour. What do you do with it? You go and mix it with water. And shortly thereafter, you place it back within the confines or within the rest of the soilus of the mincha. And because you...
Warm water.
And because you put that warm water in, it causes it already to be mischamitz me'elev. It becomes like a form of sourdough. And give it a chance, and it'll cause the rest of the dough eventually to rise. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's an eitzah, but it's ein min hamuvcher. Why not? Because since you haven't taken separate sa'or from a package of sourdough, so to speak, I don't, of course, in that time we're not talking about a package, but we mean that you had sourdough from a previous isa, to go and now on the spot allow it to be mischamit and eventually to go and cause the whole thing to rise, it's not going to do an excellent job. Rashi said, "Ein machmetis yofa lafisha ein lo se'or mechumit yofa," or "Ein se'or mechumit yofa." Had you brought in a foreign se'or and put it into the solas, yeah, that would be a great job. But if you want to develop it within itself, it's not going to be minamufcha. It's not going to be, you know, the best.
Could this, does hot water accelerate it?
Right. I believe the answer is yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see.
It's better to have one that is foreign already.
Yeah, but that's better. And that's in fact...
Laws of generations and...
And that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Maybe it's a sa'ar. Rabbi Yehuda says, bring separate sa'ar. But no, it's a letoich amida, put it into the mida. Umamalas amida, and fill up the rest of the mida with the soles, with the kemach. And now it's going to be full to the brim, and then this or is going to do its job, and it's gevalde, gevalde. So Amrulai, so Rameyah said back to Behuda, in terms of causing it to leaven and to rise, you're right. It's going to be preferable. However, if he chaseira or yaseira, but by doing that, you're going to have a missing or extra amount of the solace for your isari. You're supposed to have exactly an isari. And by definition, Rashi explains, when you're taking sourdough from somewhere else, the sourdough could theoretically be the same amount of soilus that it is replacing, or more likely, it's either going to be less than the amount of soilus or more than the amount of soilus, because we're talking here in terms of volume. And anytime you go and take flour and you add water to it, if you add the quote-unquote normal amount of water, then the volume won't change that much. Perhaps it'll be exactly the same. Yes, sure, it's something. But in all likelihood, what will happen is, by putting the water in, the amount of the solus is going to kind of congeal, so to speak. You know, congeal doesn't, not the right term.
Reduce.
It'll reduce it. Also, reduce. The point is, when you're going to go and push it together, it's going to occupy, compacted. Good, excellent. Can you say compote also? Just finished.
Shrinkage.
Good. Whatever terms you want to go and use. So it's going... You're losing, good. So therefore, we're not losing anything. Yeah, just reducing. Yeah, okay, whatever it is. Lamasa, it's going to get compact. And now you're going to add additional flour. You're going to be putting in more flour than you should. Or on the other hand, it could be the other way around. If you're going to go make a very watery mix in this sourdough, so then it's going to take up more volume inside the mida, and now when you're going to go and pour in the rest of the solus, it's going to be less solus than you normally should have for purpose of the isarin. So whichever way you're going to do it, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, you're going to have a problem. Rameir's way of doing it, it's not going to be the best mina mufchar. Rabbi Yehuda's way is going to do it, is that we're not going to have a precise measure of the isarin, because it might be a little more, a little less. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says
the problem is with Rabbi Yehuda with the amount that he's not.
I'm sorry, once again.
With Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have exactly the same.
And that's what they were screaming at him, or at least talking to him. Amrulai, Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of the leavening and the rising of the dough, you're 100% right. However, we're going to have a problem that we might have a little bit too much solace inside the Midas HaYovesh, or we might have too little, depending on how compact or how large that solace, not the solace, that the sourdough occupied within the Midah. Yoti Gemara, now we're on to Nun Gimel Amid Beis. My Chaseira or Yaseira, can you explain to me what did that mean? So we just explained it. Rav Chisda, Isa Sa'ar Ova, if the Isa of the Sa'ar is very thick, and therefore compact, and therefore inside of it there is more or less of the soles, nimtzis yaseira. What's going to happen is, since that sa'ar has in it the soles, however it's been compacted by the fact that it is wet, it's going to occupy a space within the midas hayyavesh, however the amount that it's going to specify, that it's going to occupy, is less than the amount of solace within it. In other words, the solace within it, let's assume
the
that
volume.
The volume. The solace within it, had it been running free, in other words, had it not been wetted and made into this thick CR, it would occupy a certain amount of space. By the fact that you have now compacted it, what happens is there's now more space available inside the kli. So you're going to go and be pouring in more of your soles, and therefore you're going to have nimtzis yaseira. If you were now to go and measure all of the soles, you're going to find that it's more than your normal isarayin, because that small piece of the sourdough, there's more soles in it than would normally be there had it not been wetted into a sourdough type of compacting. On the other hand, if you had midasu yisarayin raka, if you had that the sa'ar was raka, was soft, in other words, there was a lot of liquid in it, so now it's going to fill more of the space, more of the volume inside that kli, nimtzis chaseira. Now when you're going to go and pour in additional solus and kemach to fill up the midas hayavesh, then you're going to put in less, because that se'or is occupying more space within the midah. Ishok di Gemara, and that's why we have a problem. The soif, kiko kail. Okay, period. Frank D. Moriet, I don't understand what the problem is. So if Saifki Kokail, Isoran Kokail, what's the issue? We're just going to go and fill up the kli to its top, and whatever is inside it is inside, and that fills up the Isoran. So I don't understand what your problem is with the Ova Mitaraka. Bottom line is, I'm filling up the Isoran till the brim, you know, whatever the.
I could also have an argument that depends on the density, you know, when you.
That's in fact the Gemara was saying until now. The oven, the rock is got the density of that piece of
salt. If you make it finer, you have more wheat. If you make it less finer, you have less wheat.
Ah.
It fills the space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and in terms of how you make the. We have to speak to the master bakers. We already.
Sorry, we'll give you a week to catch up.
I'm completely ignorant. There's actually a workshop in Eretz Yisrael. I wasn't able to attend it.
Uh-huh.
Where they teach. It's a bakery,
mm-hmm.
and they teach the baking menachos Sadloff, I think, or Sadoff,
uh-huh.
baking seminars where they actually want to teach this. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend last time I was in Eretz Yisrael. But I want to go.
Hopefully next time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so Frank Dimora, what difference does it make once I'm filling it up to the brim with all of the soilers? So that's all becomes part and parcel of the entire mincha. So is that really a problem? That they used to go and measure it based on the kamoisha hain. What means the kamoisha hain? That we'll go back and see what is the story now. If you were to able to go and disassemble, I don't know if that's the right term, to disassemble, but to decompose.
Reverse engineer.
Reverse the CR and remove the water from it, and now bring it back to its original state of soilus, I got a problem. Because if you take that amount of soilus, if it's now less because of the compacting, or if it's more because you have too much liquid, that affects the tire the entire mida of the isorin that you're supposed to go and use. However, says the Gemara, they're all going back to the way it was originally, and actually the Gemara on the Omid Aleph says Shehein means the way it is now. See, since you go and say the way is now, you go and see if you were to, again, to decompose it, decompact it, you reverse the process, then you'd have either too much or too less. And that's why the Gemara says in the Mishnah that you have the Chaseira or Yaseira problem. It says, Gemara, the Chaseira have a better Eitzah. Velishko purtamine, let's take some of the original meat. In other words, fill it up to the top, scoop out part of it. Velech would say mi avroi, and now take it out and be machmitz it mi avroi. This is different than Remeir, that Remeir Ulta said, take out a scoop. I knew you were going to ask that, so that's why we're trying to address it.
Yeah.
So Remeir said, all you have to do is wetten it and then put it back in. So if you look at the Lashon HaMishnah again, the Lashon HaMishnah Rashi said, so aboide lehen mitoich isorayim, how did he do that? Shulosh min hasoilis mi'at. He would take a little bit of soilis, go and knead it, la'achashinim, that after the medida, the toimnei besoilis, and then he would go and bury it back in the original soilis of the original kli, u'mischametz me'elav, u'imenu machametz es hashar. So we don't leave a lot of time interval between the time that we take away the sa'ar and we put it back in. What the Gemara is suggesting is, why don't we go and scoop out part of it, let it, put it into a place where it's going to be nischamet, for instance, add it to real sourdough, or put it in another isa, until it becomes mischamet yofa, says Rashi. The Rashi is, nechmet se avroi, about halfway down the omid. Pemokim chamim is put into a nice warm spot, maybe like you were asking before, put into hot water. Or yet menenu be'isa mechumetzes, or don't just put it back into the original solus, but be matmen and hide it, so to speak, in another isa which is already mechumetz, which is already rising and leavening, achi eschametz yofa, until this part that you scooped out is now agutishtik or on its own, because it has had a chance to rise and leaven, and then in the head of an elishimim koyim mashad, and put it back in together with all of the rest. Wouldn't that be better in terms of addressing Rabbi Yehuda's concern that Remeir said to go and just put it back in? So he said it's not going to be yofa. This will be minam ofcher. This will work much better.
Yeah, but how you can have, keep it separate that it doesn't mix with another one?
Would he, then maybe put in a plastic. I question.
No, put in plastic in a more machnitz. It has to be touching it, otherwise it's not effective.
Again, after Barry goes and takes the course in Eretz Yisrael, he'll come back and he'll tell us all of the nuances, exactly how it works. Until that point, we're going to be, unfortunately, a little bit silba choshech holech. We'll just have to try to imagine how it works. But anyway, so let's go put him in Eivel. Achmed say mi'avroi. Let it become choymitz now, a real good choymitz, a good sa'or from the outside. V'lais v'nolosh v'adei. Now put it back in and now do a nice losh. And now it's going to be givaldig. Says Mark Zayir demosel isuyei mei alma. The reason why we don't suggest this is because since you're waiting a while until that scoop that you took out becomes choymitz or sa'or, and now you're going to put it back in, those people that were not there from the beginning of the process till the end, but came in the middle, will say, oh, I saw what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. He had this Isorin full of mincha. We waited a while, and then somebody put sa'or in this kind of foreign sa'or and put it inside. Oh, so that means that you can have more than the Isorin inside the Midas Yavish. You'll have to go and have over and above that the sa'or, which we now just brought in. But he doesn't realize that that was the sa'or from it itself, that was taken away for a half an hour, or whatever, and was replaced, put back into the same original pot. He doesn't know that. So therefore, because of that, we have exeirin dilma osel esuim alba. People make a mistake and say, well, I don't need to do this whole process. I was in the Bismigish yesterday. I didn't see anything about scooping it out and putting it back in. So apparently they just took sa'or from the refrigerator, from the freezer, or from somewhere else, and put it in, and they'll say, you can always do that. But that would clearly be more than the amount.
Rabbi Yehuda did that. You took the sa'or from his house.
Rabbi Yehuda put the sa'or in first. If you go back to the Lashon of the Mishnah, what did he say? First put it into the Midah, and then when Mali is Midah, then fill it up to the top, after you already put it in. So it's not that anybody's going to say, oh, you can go and put it afterwards and fill it up and go over the brim, so to speak, that we already filled it up to the sa'ar. And I see now somebody later is bringing in the sa'ar and he's inserting into it. No. You can go and put the sa'ar in first, and then the only problem is that the density of that is such that there might be more or less than the normal amount of soilus that would occupy that volume, that space, if you have the problem of the chos of the yeser. But this eitza of bringing, of taking, scooping it out and putting it back in, l'choyre works, except for the fact that onlookers who don't know the difference will think that this is foreign sar and that you're adding it to the original isarin, and therefore you're going beyond the midah. We're going to come back to this inyan of kemoshe hein misharinan. If you look at take a picture of what's going on now or what happened previously, we're going to get back to this. David Fishman, it's a pleasure having you. Kindly put yourself on mute. Zokti mora tonerabon. We have a brisa. Ein machmitzin betapuchen. Again, we're focusing on the fact that both vishtei halechem and one of the four categories of the lachme toide have to be chomet. So how do you make them chomet? Says the brisa, ein machmitzin betapuchen. Don't use apples. In other words, don't use apple juice or apple cider to be machmitzin. Yes, you can use that to go and be machmitzit. Rav Kahana Masni, Lord Rav Kahana just changed the name, not Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, but he said, but Rav Chanina ben Trajan. Kimand az lohodetnan, we have a Mishnah that says, Tapuach sheriskoi unesone letoicho isa v'chimtza harizu asura. What is this all about? This is not talking about Karben Mincha or Shtei Alechem. This is not talking about Pesach. This is talking about the Hilchos Truma. I had your regular normal Issa of Chulin, and everybody was going to eat from it, and then they were machmitzit by pouring in some apple juice, but they didn't pour in apple juice. They took an etapuach, they took an apple, riska, and they went and crushed it, and tzribin, tzribin means it. Smashed, not really smashed it, you go and...
Grated.
Oh, that's the term. They grated it. That's a great term to use. And v'nos v'tech isa, now they put it into the isa, and v'chimtza and the isa, in fact, rose to the occasion because it had this new grated apple juice, and people said, this tastes great. Anyway. Okay, right, so let's get back to that in a minute. Yes, I know exactly what you're going to ask. We're going to get back to that in a moment. But in the meantime, harizu asura, meaning a non-koyin is not allowed to eat from it. What is the chiddush over here? Right. The chiddush over here is that even though the amount of tapuach b'toicha isa was less than 1/100th, and normally you go and say that when it comes to truma, it becomes bottle in meyo or meyo v'echad.
Dever ha-mamed maybe.
Because it's a dover ha-mechamet, it's similar to a dover shenuis in tam, like spices, for instance, even though it's a small little amount, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, whatever, can have a major effect on something which is much more than 100 times as much. Nevertheless, Arizu Asura, why? Because it's a dover hamachametz, it has a special chashivus, and it does not become bottled in the Isa, and it's Asur. So now, Freit Yimara, Kman, who is the author of this Mishnah? Excuse me, Leim Reb Chanina ben Gamlielhi, or Reb Chanina ben Trajoin. That what? That said that May Peiros of Tapuchim is Machmitz. Ah, so that's why he's saying it's Taka Dover HaMachametz, and that's why it's Asur. V'lei Rabbanim, because Rabbanim said that Tapuchim ain't Machmitz. Says Manana. V'lei Teim Rabbanim. Nehi Dechomet Gomer Lehava, Nukshem Miahava. What they're saying is, we were not going and denying the reality. The reality is that if you do go and put in some tapuchim into your dough, of course it's going to be machmitz, but it's not going to be machmitz to the same extent had you put in water, and certainly had you put in soyer or put in something else, of course, to leaven, avad, it's not going to rise to that level of chimutz. It's what we're going to call an inferior level of leavening of chimutz. That inferior level is called chometz noiksha, which chometz noiksha, we spoke about it briefly yesterday, it means an inferior form of chometz, in which respect is inferior, like Gabi Hilchis Pesach. If a person eats chometz on Pesach, chas v'sholem, he gets kores. If he goes and eats chometz noiksha on Pesach, he gets malchus. So it is chometz, but not chometz. I'll be with you in a moment, Reb Shlomo. It's not on a triple A level, it's on a triple C level of chimutz, but of the mice, it's chometz. So that everybody agrees to. Now the question is, when it comes to Hilchis menochis, specifically to that fourth category of the lach mitoido, and or to the shteir lechem, where the Torah requires that it should be chometz teafena. It does not rise to the occasion. Do not use tapuchim for that purpose, according to the Tanakhama. But no one can deny the fact that it is machmitz to a certain extent, and therefore on Pesach, don't eat from it. There'll be a case of malchus, and if it goes into chulin, it'll be machmitz, it'll have a din of truma, and be osur le zarim. Yes, Reb Shlomo.
This is reminiscent of matzah ashira, which we avoid on Pesach too.
Very good. I thank you for bringing that up. And in fact, our good brother Shai mentioned it about a minute or two, and you'll notice that there is a fairly lengthy toisis which starts on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, about 10 lines before the bottom, and continues on the entire Nun Dalet Amid Aleph till almost the bottom of the Amid. So that's quite a lengthy toisis. And he focuses exactly on that point. We won't learn the whole toisis of Beisai, otherwise we're going to go into Shabbos, especially for our Chaverim in Yerushalayim, but we'll just touch on it. The Toisis begins, Ein Machmitz Shtei Lech, it's not Machmitz. It says, Toisis, do they have a Chometz Ma'alia, that may Peiros Ein Machmitzin, Kach Pirish Bekundris. That's what Rashi says. It's not a real good, bona fide, triple A type of Chometz, because may Peiros, such as the apple cider that we're talking about, are not really machmitz. Umaskina, however, the maskina hocha, the maskon of the gemara which we just ended, the kuliyama have a chometz noikshel lechalapachas. Okay, it doesn't do a really great job being machmitz, but epis the acidic qualities of the meitapuchim as well as other meiperes, they do something. So therefore, it doesn't become full fledged chometz, an inferior type of chometz. And then Toisis asks a number of kashas, and then Toisis, on the Amud Aleph, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, if you go down six or seven lines, you'll see it says in the middle of the line, Umafarish Rabbeinu Tam, Tishani Loishim Peiris Bifnei Atzmon, if they're all on their own, Beloi Taruvis Maim, Ein Machmit. They talk and do not do a good job. Avakiika Maim Badayu. However, if you have a drop of water together with the May Peiris, Machmit, and then they are Machmit. Oh, so therefore, that's a very important point. Even though you've put in 95% of the liquid that you put in was apple cider or whatever, but if you added a drop of water to it, now that gives it all the potential of being machmitz as if it was Kool-Aid water without the fact that it happens to be May Peiros. So therefore, getting into your question about the matz ashira, if in fact you know for sure that it's only the May Peiros and nothing else, L'choyre, there wouldn't be a problem of chametz. However, if even just a drop, oy, that causes all heaven to break out, and then you'd have real chametz because it is machmetz together with that little drop of water. L'maisa, you have to speak to a paisik, but my recollection is that it says in Shulchan Aruch, says Ramah, that one should not give matzah shira to a regular individual who is able to eat regular matzah because of any potential chashash, but a person who happens to be very a zokin or a choyle or something, you can perhaps find a heter for them because it's easier to eat and digest that matzah regular over the regular matzah. I don't know if you could be yoitza with that matzah for Seder night, but at least it wouldn't have the status of full-fledged chometz, where perhaps you can go and be mekul for a zakin or a chayla. But in fact, in many of the manashevets, boxes years ago, matzah manufacturer, Streitz, they used to have them in small little oisius on the bottom on the egg matzah.
Not to be used for a seder.
Exactly, and also in many of them, they also said in Hebrew that it should only be eaten by zakin or chayla, and again, speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi if you have any shaylas lemaisa. This also touches on not only on these halachas of Pesach and on Truma and on the Shtei Halachim, it also touches on what they call today the Mezoinis bread and the Mezoinis bagels and stuff that they put in May Peiros. But they don't only May Peiros, they also put in some water too. So they have a din of Mezoinis, they have a din of Kviyas Suda, they have a din of Amoitzi. Speak to your competent rabbis, and we continue on. But thank you, Reb Shlomo. How are things in Eretz Yisrael? Reb Shlomo.
He's on mute.
It's been quiet today.
Okay. So hopefully it continues to be quiet.
No, at least in Yerushalayim, there are other parts getting still less and less every day, it seems.
Because they have less and less missiles. Okay.
Less and less launchers.
Good, excellent. And we continue on. Zukti Maria Tzvaita. Now, from here till the end of the daf, we're going to talk about kemoish shehein misharin or kemoish shehoyu misharin, meaning when you go and have to measure something, do you measure it based on the way it is now or the way it was originally? We touched on that when we were discussing about the sa'ar, because if you have the sa'ar replacing some of where the solus would have been or should have been or could have been, then I got a problem. What's my problem? My problem is that now that it's sa'ar, even if you scoop it out and you add the water to it and you put it back in, maybe now it is denser, or maybe now it is more expansive, and therefore it replaces some of the solus that would have, could have, should have been there. So that was the brief discussion that we had earlier, and now this is going to find its way in many other halachas, as you'll see. So Amar Abila, Ein lecha hakosh lekvitza, yoisim minchas choyte, the most difficult. We already had that there are three avoidis koshes shem amigdash, and every time everybody pipes up, whoa, those three avoidis koshes, number one, the kmitza, number two, the malika, and number three, the chafina on Yom Kippur. So now the question is, among the kmitzas, the most difficult one was the minchas chote. Why is my man ishtan minchas chote? Because there's no shemen. All the others have a, you can work with, in terms of scooping it up with your three fingers, your regular carbon mincha, which was soles, had in it the shemen. So the shemen now became a mass, so it's much easier to go and pick up that mass with your three fingers and then wipe it off on the two sides. And the same thing applies. It's just plain, ordinary solace. And therefore, if you put your three fingers into the flour and then you wipe, what stops some more of the flour falling out on either side? So being able to hold that intact with nothing falling out, that's a really avoid a kosher. Azeizog Trebila. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Dimi Amar, no, you're wrong. Minchas choyte megavla b'mayim ukshera. Who says that you have to go and use only the dry flour? Go and put water in it. The only thing that the Torah, when it talks about that it did say yovesh, means, well, we're not talking about the chometz now. Now we're talking about the middle of the year. We don't have a problem of chometz. What we do have a problem is I want to make my kmitza. So now I do my kmitza, although you can't put any shemen.
No, because you're not supposed to bring chometz to the Beis HaMikdash.
You're concerned that this mincha shouldn't become chometz. Every single matzah that you eat, matzahs and Pesach, how come you're not worried that it became chometz? Because after they went and did the kneading and they flattened it out and they rolled it, they put it immediately into the oven, and within 10 seconds they took it out, and now presto, it's a beautiful matzah. They didn't allow it. Here you brought your mincha, add water to it quickly, take your kmitza quickly, take it, put it on top of the mizbeach. During that time, it didn't have a chance to become chometz, as well as the rest of it. Schnell, take it into the Azores bakery and bake it into matzah, and you won't have any problems whatsoever. So getting back to our Gemara over here, it says, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, although you couldn't add any shemen, by Minchas Choyte it says, l'yosem alei shemen, v'liten alei lo, yitzen alei shemen, v'yosem alei shemen, v'liten alei levoina, it's Choyte, but obviously you have to put water in at some point. If you're not going to put water into this Minchas Choyte at any point, nobody's going to be able to eat it. You can't go and just eat dry flour. At some, so put the water in already now, do your kmitza now, and then quickly take the shirayim and go and bake it, and fine, else is good and fine. So what's the base of machlekes? Obviously, Rabbi Ila also probably thought of that. You can add water to it. So why didn't he say that? Like Malka Mifgi, the Marasava Kemoisha Hein Misharinen, or Marasava the Kemoisha Hoyu Misharinen. One man the Yemes says Kemoisha Hein. Kemoisha Hein means the way it is now. That's how you go and Mimashayer what the amount is that you have to take, number one, for the mincha itself, and number two, for the amount of the kmitza in the fingers. You don't look at it was now, what you look at what it was before. So what does that mean? Yeah. What is that pshat? So look at the Rashi about 10 lines from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak saw kmoishahu. Rabbi Yitzchak was the one that said that you have to go and you can add water. Achshav misharinan kmoishahu achshav. You go and look at now misharin the koimitz. Havale koimitz ma'alya. In other words, it's true that now the solus is all wet, but that wet solus fills up your mizrak that you're using for purposes of your kmitza, and so therefore, fine, go and take from that your three fingers, and that's perfect. You go and look upon this mixture now that is now full of water. You look upon as if it was kemach from before. And now it could be that when you're taking your kemitza, you're taking more than you should be taking, or you're taking less than you should be taking. The if the isa is very, very thick, means very dense. He didn't put in a lot of water. He just put in the minimum amount of water. Choser nafcha, now it has less noifach, less volume. From kimloi hakoimet, soilis. When you're taking the kemitza with your fingers, so now you're perhaps taking more than you would normally take. Why? Because since you've made it dense, so now you're taking a larger amount in the three fingers. Yoiser mishim hoya kemach. If you were taking kemach, you would have been taking twice 2 ounces worth of kemach inside your three fingers. But by making it dense, by adding the water to it, so maybe you're now taking 2.1 ounces.
It's still the same volume. No, but it's not 2.1. It's still a kemitza. A kemitza's kemitza. Maybe it would previously have been 2.1.
Kemitza is not a set volume.
And also, you're taking kemitza, kemitza.
Let's assume this particular kohen, whose name is Rabbi Yankov HaKohen, a very tired yid, he's an expert in Hilchas Kemitza. His fingers can hold exactly 2.2 ounces within those three fingers. In other words, were you to go and open up the three fingers, put it into a volume, you'd see it adds up exactly to 2.2 ounces.
Right.
That's normal. Fine. By adding the water to it, now you've compacted it. Oh, now after he finishes kemitza, you go and take it out, and you let it dry out, and you go and measure it, the volume. Oh, yoy, it was 2.3 ounces instead of 2.2 ounces. Why was that? Because you compacted it with this water because it became over. Oh, yoy, so then you're taking too much. Or on the other hand, Vimrachi, if he made it a nice, loose, not a thick, but a thin batter, and now he's taking it in his hand, Nisrab and Novchoi b'mloi koimit, v'chosa soltsoi. What happens is now that the volume in his hand not only holds the original soilus, but also it has now additional water in it. So now take it out of the fingers, put it down and let it dry out, and you'll see there was only 2.1 instead of 2.2. So therefore your kemitza, on the one hand, if it was of, you took too much, so to speak, and if you dried it out and you found that it had been very watery, it might be less, it might be 2.1. So what's the nafkimina, therefore? So it depends whether you look at what the original soilus was before you added the water, or k'moy shehei misharinen, v'havli koimit shove k'moy shehei. Don't look at what it was historically before you put the water in and say, well, at that time it would have been 2.2, 2.1, 2.3, blah, blah, blah. Don't look at all of that. Look at the fact that now he's taking kemitza with his three fingers. He measured it nicely. So the full three fingers were full to the brim. That's kosher.
That defines a kemitza.
What about the yisaron that you have in flour? So you take less than the yisaron because you're going to, according to the first sheet, that you're going to...
Everybody holds you, bring your yisaron and you fill it up. And now the question is, what do? You add water to it according to one mandiyama, and the other mandiyama, you don't add water to it.
It overflows.
Well, you've already taken out of the midas hayovesh, where you moded it, and you put it into the mizrak, whereas where you're going, you're taking your kemitza from. Midas hayovesh, we learned earlier, was not mekadesh. The mizrak subsequently was mekadesh. We're going to have a mention later on,
Mitzvah. And that's where you added the water.
According to the second mandiyama, according to the first one. No. Add the water only after the kemitza and after the haktor and all the rest, but not that. The other mandiyama, no, you can add the water now. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is kemoish shehein misharinen or kemoish shehoyim misharinen. Do you look at the shear when it was still dry and say, that's the amount of kemitza, and now that you've wetted it, you might take more, you might take less, and therefore that's going to pass the kemitza? Or the other man said, I don't care what it was a minute ago when it was dry. I look at Pasher Rusham now at this moment. Since at this moment he's taking the three fingers, he did a perfect job, I saw the kemitza, oh well, So it's kosher. I don't care how much is inside, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, as long as he took a full kmitza the way it is today. So that's machlekes. Do you look back in history or look at what? That's the kamoi shehena, kamoi shehaya. I'm sorry?
Solas, in other words, mibrachas or machvas or these other things.
You don't have the problem.
You don't have the problem.
Exactly. That's why we started off. You're talking about a minchas chayte. That's the kosher shebe mikdash, says Rav Yitzchak, so it's very kosher. Yeah, megabel mamayim. It's no different than your normal, regular mincha that's full of shemen. Here it's going to be full of water. So to the Malkam, if the Gemara says, "Kamoi shehim misharin," Gemara says, "Kamoi shehayim misharin." L'choy, that's the machloikus. Am I concerned about what the history was? In other words, 5 minutes ago when it was dry, is that the kmitza that I have to take, or look at the way it is now as they are speaking? I said, "Well, look, the kuli alma kamoi shehim misharin." Everybody agrees that you go according to the way it is now. The machlokes has nothing to do with kamoi shehain or kamoi shehayu. It has to do with the Torah refers to our minchas chayte as being komincha achareva. What's the lashon apasik Rashi brings? Komincha belulu b'shemen v'achareva. And he has, in fact, the Ois Aleph over here, which is the Torah. Or, v'chol mincha b'lul v'ashemen, that's your normal mincha. Or, v'chareva, or v'tzcharev, if it's dry, chol b'nei harantia ishki achav. So it depends on how you define the word chareva. Does chareva mean that there's no shemen? Because we said, v'yosim aleh shemen, don't put on a levoina, no shemen. Or does it mean don't put in anything? So it's totally dry. That's a machlekes having nothing to do with hoyu or hay. But now we're going to, and you see how that ties into the Gemara, to the Mishnah that we had before, that when you put in the Isarain, whether you have Yiseira, Chaseira, or Yiseira. We're going to have now a further discussion, and now we're going to branch out into other parts of Halacha. Tanan Hasam. Now we're going to talk about the din of being metame. Now what's being metame? Here we're talking about kosher meat. We're not talking about nevela meat. Kosher meat, which unfortunately became tame. How did it become tame? Because, for instance, nevela touched it, or a person who was a balkeri touched it, an isha neither touched it. It touched a sheret. So now it got what we called tumas oichlin. Now, since what touched it was an av, this oichlin is a rishon. It cannot be metame odin vekelim, but it can be metame other oichlin umashkin. What is the shear that you have to transmit tuma? The shear is, according to everybody, it has to be a kibeya. Okay, so what happens now to Nahnosa? We learned in the Mishnah. Psara egel shenitbach. Psara egel means from a young calf. Shenitbach, that originally was less than a shear kibeya. However, nitbach, it has swelled. Or psar zakena. Psar zakena that originally had a shear kibeya. Shenismayach, that has shrunk and shriveled. Mishtarin, or the mishtarin, the shear is the kamoishehei. Kamoishehei means the way it is now. So, even though yesterday, this Pesara Egel, I measured it, it was less than a kibeya, and therefore cannot have been metame anything else, but because it is swelled, now it is able to go and be metame others. The Gemara doesn't explain how it swelled, where it swelled. The Rabbeinu Gerishim says, it talks about that it was cooked. Yeah, yeah. You put it into a pot and you cooked it. What's the problem with it? Okay. You went and you cooked this psar egel or the psar zakena. The nature of psar egel is if you go and cook it, it swells and becomes bigger. While the psar zakena, meaning from an old cow, not from a youngster, when you go and cook it in the smayach, it shrivels and shrinks. Okay, so what happens now? Zok the Gemara, Rav, Rav Chiv, Rav Yoichan, and Amri, Mishtarin, the shear is kemoishehein. Kemoishehein means the way they are at this moment. So even though the Besar Egel yesterday was only 3/4 or 0.9 of a kibeya, and therefore could not have transmitted the Tumas Oichlin to other Oichlin, however, now, kemoishehein, now as we speak, you go and look at it, you see the volume. Guess what? It's more than a kibeya. Now it can be metame. Masha Enkin, the Besar Zakein, is the other way around. Yesterday it was a full kibeya, it could have been metame. But now it shrunk, it's only 0.9, and therefore it's not metame. Shmuel, Reb Shimba Rebbe, Reb Shlekish Amri, Mishtarin, Likimoy Shehein. Now this gets a little bit confusing, because we just said Kimoy Shehein, and here it says Likimoy Shehein. And that's why the Bach changes it, and Rashi also changes it, Likimoy Shehoyu. Don't look at what it's now. Look the way it was originally before you cooked it. That the Besar Egel was less than a kibeya. So even though now it's swelled, it's kibeya, it's not metame. And the same thing with Saras Kena. Yesterday was Taka Mitame because it had a Shir Kabeya. Even though now it doesn't have a Shir Kabeya, but you go historically Kemoisha Hoyu the way it was originally. So you have a basic machoikis. When things have changed over time, they've evolved. Do you look at the history or do you look at what it is currently? Frank, you are Meisvek. I'll bring you a Raya directly on point. Sara Egel, Shlihoye Boy Kishir. It didn't have a shear. It was only 0.9. The Tofach, and now it expanded, it swelled. The Anomal Kishir, our very case. Tohor Lisha Ovar, the Tome Mikanul Haba. Tohor Lisha Ovar means anything that it touched yesterday when it was still less than a shear, nothing happened. But now that it has swelled, Tome Mikanul Haba, it is Metame because of that swelling. That's very good according to Rav and Rav Chaim, Rav Yochanan. But what's the time with Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan? They say that we go historically to Kamoisha Hoyu, and the Kamoisha Hoyu, it was not a full Kebeya, only now it's swelled because of the cooking, and now it's become Kebeya. Everything more, that's Midrabban. Minatoira, we go according to the way it was. But the Rabbanan said, if I'm going to go and say that now it's tar, and everybody measures it, well, it's more than a Kebeya. So that will cause confusion among the masses. Midrabanan, they said, it's metame. But also metame midrabanan, but not min hatay. Frankie Mori Hochi Eim Seifa. Let's continue on in the Mishnah, the same Mishnah. What does it say, Vaita? V'chein b'pigel, v'chein b'noiser. That the same halach applies by pigel and noiser. And the Gemara assumes in the Havna Minah we're talking about achilas pigel and achilas noiser. And anybody that eats pigel and noiser, what's the din he gets? Chas Shalom? Kareis. Oh, says the Gemara, if you're going to learn pshat in that Mishnah, parsha pshat, that what? That because it is swelled now, and now it's more than a kebeya, in the case of Sara Egel, and the Bizar of the Zakena, that you look at, it's now Moshehen, the way it is now. So you're saying the same thing, Gabi Pigel Benoiser, the way it's now, that makes sense. I had a Deka Pigel Benoiser. That's the reason why you get Koreis, because even though yesterday it was less than a full Kezias, but now it's a full Kezias and you're eating from it, and you get Koreis. But Eliyam is the Rabbanon. If you're going to tell me about the halacha of the tuma, that's only the Rabbanon, that Minatoy really, it's less than the Shear, then Pigel Benoiser, but the Rabbanon, the Ikka, would you give somebody Koreis on Pigel Benoiser mid Rabbanon? There's no such thing. It's got to be Teiraisa. Pigel Benoiser mid Rabbanon. I don't even exactly know what the seer of Pigel Benoiser Midrabanan is, but whatever it happens to be, then Avada, you couldn't go and say the person goes to get Koris for eating the sheer Pigel Benoiser Midrabanan. Everything Gemara, you have a good point. Your premise was faulty. We're not talking about eating Pigel Benoiser, we're talking about Tumas Pigel Benoiser. Eima v'chein betumas, pigel v'chein betumas noiser. Now, what does that mean that pigel and noiser are metame? Yeah. Pigel and noiser are also to eat. They're tumah. So Rashi reminds us that the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that pigel and noiser is metame es hayadayim. It's metame liyadayim. You just touch it. Da'avad midraban. Because midraban is no such thing as tumas yadayim. So that's midraban. What's the reason why they instituted that there's a tumah by the pigel and the noiser? Says Rashi, says Yimon Psacha Mishim Chashodei Kahuna. When you Chashodei Kahuna, if you go and tell a kohen, if you have a bad machshava bishas, the avoider, it becomes pigel. Nah, I don't care. If you're going to leave it beyond its man, it's going to become noiser. Nah, doesn't bother me. But go and tell him now, if you touch it, you're going to become electrified. You're going to become tame. Oh, tuma. Oh, that's a different story. I can't even talk about it. Tuma. And that's when everybody usually chimes in and they remind us of what the Gabbas, Chran of Racha, used to say, and Chasen Hemli used to say, Aganav mit Agazlin, Oben Erlechit. When it comes to the pigel benoisim, it doesn't matter. Tame, I have to go to mikveh again. Yeah. Especially if it's a cold mikveh. Then he gets all nervous. Why do you get all nervous? You've been nervous, you make a pig of a noise. It could be a ganav metagaza up in air the chit. Yeah. That was an expression that they had in the Haim that on the outside he looked like an air the chit, but everybody knows, unfortunately, he's not such a tzaddik. Okay, anyway, so that's why they instituted this din of tum. Ah, so therefore this is exactly the same as the tumma case in the Reisha. Except the Tumah case in Reish, we're talking about Tumas Oichlin. Oichlin, according to the way you normally learn Minat Torah. According to Shmuel, Shimon, and Rish Lakish, we're talking about that it's Midrabanan. And here too, the Tumas Pigel Benoiser is also Dirabanan. So what's the Chiddush? Why did we add V'chein B'Pigel V'chein B'Noiser? So I'll tell you why. The reason is because itself is drabban. The whole mikoyer is drabban. There's no tuma min hatoyra. And now, what happened was originally we only had 0.9 of a kibeya of this pigel or this noiser, which of course is not matami. And guess what happens? Now it's swelled, and now it's a full kibeya. So now it's like a double drabana, like gzeira l'gzeira. Because the whole din that happens to be tamei is only drabana, tumas yadayim drabana. And now the whole reason why I'm being machmer and saying it continues to have tuma, because it is swelled and now it's more than the kebeya, we just answered that's all the drabana. So I would think, uli haibid drabana, loy ovid drabana, to start over the drabana and add another drabana, I might think, ah, come on, yeah, gzeira l'gzeira, kamashim lun. That's why the Mishnah has to spell it out and say, the same thing applies by pigul v'noisa, even though the whole mekoyer of the tuma is drabana. If it swells, it has a din of tumah drabanan. Okay, Sigmar, but now I have a real knockout kasha. Because until now we talked about that it swelled and I'm being machmir. Let's go and talk about the second case of the Basar Zakena, which shrunk and shriveled. Toshima, Basar Zakena Shahoye Boykashir. It had a full sheer kabay. Everybody agreed, full sheer kabay. Vitzamak, and then it shriveled up, it dried up, and now it's pochas mikashir, it's less than the sheer beya. It's still Tomei l'sha'avar, whatever was matame yesterday when it was still a full kasher, it's matame. But today, b'tarmi kana l'ava. What's the reason why? Because I don't go back in history and say, well, it was. I look at now, k'moy she'ein, not k'moy she'hoye. K'moy she'ein is the choresh darka raya to Rav, Rav Chia, Rav Yochanan. Again, Shmuel, and Rav Shmuel, Rabbi, and Reish Lakish. Rabbi says, Yutaka asked a good Takashim. And because of that, we're going to change it. That the Machloikis has nothing to do with Kemoy Shehoyu or Kemoy Shehain. Brand new Machloikis. And first he spells it out. Kol Heicha Demei Korah Havabe. If originally it had the Shiur, like this Zekena, the Hashta Lesbe, and unfortunately now it's shriveled up. Halaspe, Eslach Nishdor. Yeah, tell me yesterday, Nechten, and then a week ago, Mazel Tov. Now, Bashir Usham. Is it a fear, is it a sheer kebeya? No, not mitame. Let's be. If originally it did not have the sheer, v'hashta havebe, and now it is increased in sheer, then midraban. It's the chol epochas mitame midraban, because now it has the sheer. The question, however, says the Gemara, so what's the machlokes? Keep believing going shehoye by kashir, v'tzamak, v'choz v'tofach. Oh, it was like a chos v'neir. We started off with a shear of taka kibeya, whether it was the zakena or whether it was the egel. It was originally a shear of a kibeya. But somek, and now it has shrunk. At the time that it shrunk, we just said now, haleshpe, it's not matam anymore. But guess what? B'chos v'tofach, and then it swelled once again. So what's the din now? So the machlik has nothing to do with Bashir Husham, k'shehein, or k'shehoyu, but rather, the marasav yesh dichui b'yisura, we've had this concept, like Gabi Korbonis, for instance, that something became nidcha, and then after that, it became nira again. Do you say that dichoi, dichmeikaro, or nira the nidcha?
What's your father?
Nira
or father?
Nira or father, exactly right. And what would the mother say? Okay, but anyway, beginning back to Agamar. So Gemara says, the Marasavi yesh dich b'yisura, since at one point it was, so to speak, kosher, at the time that it was tzamak, that it shrunk, so no longer mitameh, the umar sovar, and therefore that's it. It's dich b'yisura, and it's nidcha, and it's no longer mitameh, even though later on it swelled. Umar sovar ain't dich b'yisura, no. Temporarily, for your 5 minutes or for your day, you're right, it was not mitameh. But now that it's swelled up again, it is mitameh. Frank Timura, if that's the machloikis of the ikalaman diomadesh tichui bi surin votanan, I'll ask you from another Mishnah. Kibeya oichlin shenicha becham vinismatu. You had a kibeya of oichlin that you put out in the sun, and as a result of putting out in the sun, it shrunk. So initially it had the full shear, whether you're talking about the gabi tumma hilchas kibeya, if you're talking about the gabi echila, shear kizayis, whatever it was, but now it is nismatu. B'chein, kizayis min hameis, kizayis min hanevela, v'kadasha min hasheret. All of these things are talking about tumah, and therefore, by association, the kebeya oichlin is also the gabi tumas oichlin. We had a shir kebeya, and that's why he starts off, asher kebeya. But now with nismatu, or the gabi the tumas mes, achas hasholim is the tumas mes, rachmon al-tzlan. You started off with a mess, and it was a kezayis, and it was nismite. You started with a kezayis and nevelin, it was nismite. You started with a kadashim and asheritz, it was nismite. Or kezayis pigel, or kezayis noiser, or kezayis chaylev. Here we're talking about eating, and that what that you had originally kezayis pigel, noiser, and chaylev, and now the person went and ate them, and now is nismatu. So tahoyden, Rashi says that tahoyden goes back on the first part on the beya oichlin on the kezayis min ames, kezayis min avei, the kadash min asheret. Those all tahoyden. Vein chayov and aleim. And now when we're talking about the achila. Okay, so what does the Braisa there clearly say? We had a situation where it was originally nira, and then it was nidcha. How is it nidcha? Because by putting it in the sun, it was tzamak, and I no longer have the shear of the kezayis or the kebeya, and therefore you're not chayiv l'moshel if you eat the pigel nois v'chaylev, you're not chayiv koris because you didn't eat a full kashir. What happens if you left it there in the sun and the next day it started pouring? Each one of them has now reverted back to its original state where it was more than a kezayis or a kebeya. Oh, tmeyim, the chayovan aleim mishim pigel benoyis of a chaylev. So it says very clearly that there is no such thing as dichui b'yisov. Yes, it could be temporarily nidcha, but chos v'neir after the water fell on it, it rained.
All power, it comes back.
It comes full blown, full power the way it was before. Is the chayrat yufta l'man diyama yeshtich b'yisurin tiyufta. That man diyama that we said before that holds yeshtich b'yisurin permanently. Tiyufta ogifrei
nosish. Is that Shmuel and Rish Lakish and
exactly? They were the ones that
But we're talking about this different. I thought it was the Beitza volume.
The Beitza volume legabe oichlin tumas oichlin is bekebeya, but you're talking about a mace or nevela or sheretz. They have the kezayis or kadasha respectively. And now when you're talking about achila, it's always a shear bekezayis. So the pigel and the noiser and the chaylev are all a shear kezayis.
They're all shear kezayis to make it to the tum as well.
No, not for tumah. For tumah purposes, you have the kebeya, but for eating this kezayis pigel kezayis, it's talking about eating. No, what you're saying is correct. The Torah is going back on the Reisha,
okay.
On the Kebei Oichlin Shidich Becham, and on the Kazayis and the Mes Kazayim. That's right.
Yeah,
now, that's if you I was also confused, and Rashi was concerned about your and my confusion. So look at Rashi Torah, which is about 8 lines at the top of the Amid. You see Torah, you have that. Koi Oichlin. When you talk about the Oichlin, and on the Kazayis and the Mes, and on the Nevela, and at the Sheret, when now it's Nismayit, it's the Torah. Next Rashi. Vein chayov and chay koi anoyser pigel v'chaylev. So each one respectively. Okay, good, fine. Anyway, so if this is the pshat like Rab is learning, I'll gefrek the whole geschäft because we see clearly from that Mishnah that ein dichui b'yisurin and chozer v'neir when it rains they've now been reinstated into the original shear and yes you're chayv on all those things or tamin. Let's go now talk in another parallel type of situation. We're giving now meiser. Toshima, torimin ta'enim al hagroigris. Now, although the Gemara uses the term torimin, the Gemara in the Havamina learns that the word truma means just to be meirim, to go and be mafresh. Not we're talking about truma, we're talking about meiser. This is going to become very important, because as you know, when it comes to truma, basically you can do whatever you want. Chita achas b'teres ha-sakris. If you want to be generous to the kohen and give him 2%, or 5%, or 20%, no problem. So that's not an issue. The problem is the maaser. The maaser has to be very precise because you don't want to be memayit b'maaseris and you don't want to be marib b'maaseris. The memayit b'maaseris I can understand. The Torah says you have to give 10%. If you only give 8%, then 9%, you're cheating the levy and you're cheating yourself because you're going to be left with tevel because you didn't give proper maaseris. But what's the problem if you give too much maaser? Oy, that's another problem. The problem is, although it will be misakin your payrois, your produce, you gave not only 10%, you were generous, you gave 15%. That's going to work beautifully. However, in the maisers itself, you have a mixture of maiser and tavel. What's the maiser and the tavel? You already gave the truma from the whole thing, right?
Truma's maiser inside that.
We'll talk about truma's maiser later on. But in the meantime, we're just talking about the maiser aspect. I'm taking maiser, I'm giving 15% to the levy. So the levy gives me the Nobel Peace Prize and says, oh, you're so nice. Everybody only gives me 10%. You give me 15%. Levy, be very, very cautious because in this maiser, you have tevel mixed in. Why do I have tevel mixed in? Because we weren't mafresh anything from that extra 5%. Mm-hmm. What do you mean we have to be mafresh? You still have to give maser shiny, or you still have to go and give maser honey, depending on the year. And you didn't. But you gave him an extra 5% of all the tvua, and that 5% basically, although you called it mice, it's really the tevel. On somebody else's cheshbon. Right. Your cheshbon and going to Eretz Yisrael, or the mice, or any. Yeah, depending on the year. Good. So, any one of those afrushes that you didn't give, until you give the final afrush, it's still tevel, even though you did 90%. I already gave my truma. I already gave my maser rishon. Did you give maser sheni or maser oni? No, not yet. I don't mention my
maser sheni. You're separating it for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. 100%. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give it. Yeah, you put it in away in your storage bin and you travel to Eretz Yisrael. Exactly. Segregated. Good.
You can't get exactly 10%. So that's the
toast roast
we had. That
yeah, you're not. Okay, okay, but you have to be able to do it, you know, pretty well.
Yeah, okay.
It can't be way.
Yeah,
exactly right. Then we had that recently. Exactly.
What was that
toast roast stuff. I remember that.
That was at the top of the omelet. We had that.
That was very important.
Of course, very important. It's really a Gemara, but Toises was quoting it for purposes of that special question. Where was the Toises? It was the second or third place from the top of the omelet. Let's see if we can find it quickly. If it takes more than an hour, we're just going to abandon the search and we're going to just move on. Not fair to all those people that have to
work.
Yes, no question about it. We had it. We had it. Top of the omelet. It was the second place from the top. I don't see it now, so
We're
going to have to abandon the search, I'm afraid.
Okay.
So we'll go back and we'll see. We can keep them in ballad. The others, Yasiponai. No. Matamache Shorez. Itamed. Shoshachet. Shoshacharem. Oh. Getting closer and closer. Manon. Lechosi. Okay. I failed in being able to identify it. We made a mitzvah, we'll look it up, and we'll share with everybody next time. But let's get back to our Gemara now. Toshima, we're still in Nun Dalam and Beit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens now? So Torim and Te'enim ala Gregris. Now, the difference between Te'enim and Gregris is Te'enim is when they're nice and fresh and plump, and Gregris is when they are dried out. Yeah. Dried out Te'enim, figs, are called Gregris. Okay, so now I want to go and give Meiser from them. Again, ignore the word Torim, it really means giving Meiser. So now, how do I do that? Theoretically, I can go and give Meiseris b'minyan, according to numbers, or I can go and do it b'midah, volume, or mishkol, or weight. There are mishnayis that deal with this in
the trumos and meisers.
Exactly. So there's a lot of discussion about that. But for our purposes, here we're talking about he's doing it b'minyan, and what means b'minyan? I have greigers. Let's assume, make it easy, I got 10 greigers altogether. So to go and give meiser, I have to go and give one greigers. Instead of giving one groigris, says the Mishnah, you go and give a nice plump te'ena. Now the Gemara is going to say a little bit later, Rashi says that when you compare a te'ena to a groigris, you assume that it's double the volume. It has, after it's dried out and all the moisture has dried, so now it's half of the size that it was originally. Okay, so I'm going to give Beminyan one on the ten. So says the Gemara, Yamas Bishloim with a kamois. Now it says on the side here, L'kmoi shehoyu misharinon. You see, it changes the shehen to shehoyu. If you're going to go back in history the way it was originally, that's how you mishayer. Then that's shapin, and that's good. Because every one of the groigris didn't grow up a groigris.
It started as a teina.
It started as a teina. So now look at the way it was originally. So look upon these 10 shvacha, oskedart, skinny little groigris, as if they're nice, plump teinim. Okay, so then I'm doing fine. One out of 10 is good. Gvaldik. If you look at it, if you take a snapshot of what it looks like now, I'm giving double the maaser. So you're going to tell me, so what's the problem? Vitanya, we learned, as far as the peiros are concerned, your tevel that you've left over now has become almost chul, and I still have to give maaser sheni or maaser ani, but otherwise he did a good job. But maaser is no good because it has mixed in a tevel from which no Masa Sheni or Masa Ani has been given or will be given, because the lady assumes it just right. He's going to give his Meiser, his Tumas Meiser, for sure, but that has nothing to do with the fact
it's
that it's...
All, in your example, it's 10 pieces, and it's only one piece. Can you have Tevel and mice are mixed in one piece of fruit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So tomorrow El So Lchoyet Shver, if you're gonna hold according to the Mandi Amar, the Kemois Shehain, because the way Shemois Shehain, you're giving too much. Elamite, so what do you want to say? Lekemois Shehain, meaning you want to go and say, Izariah, did you go back in history the way it was originally? Kemois Shehayu. Aim a Seifa. Let's talk about Gregus Alteinim. Now we're doing it the other way around. Now we're doing Gregus Alteinim. I don't want to give one Gregus for 10 to Einim, because then I'm not giving enough Meiser. So I don't want to do it b'minyan. Rather, you do that b'mida. You do it according to the amount of the volume. So the Teinim occupy one jar, one container. The Gregus occupy another. If you were to go and count them, says Rashi, you would go and find in the Teina jar you have 50 Teinim. If you would count in the Gregus jar, you have 100 Gregus, and because they're
be'erach, half the volume,
half or double, depending on which way you look at it. Whether you're looking for the Teinim aspect, or you're looking from the Gregus. So, aim is safe. Gregus Alteinim. You want to go and give Gregus Alteinim. Don't give one on 10, because then you're really jipping our good friend the Levi. Rather, go and take Bemida. Okay, so then you go and take, instead of taking out of the Teina jar 10% of the Teinim, you take out of the Gregus jar 10% of the Gregus. So, Iyam is Bishlami Kamois Shehain Shapir. El Iyam is the Kamois Shehain Marva Meiser. So, you get now into that Kimoy Shehain and Likimoy Shehain. So, Kimoy Shehain means the way it is now. The way it is now, that's fine. Why is that fine? Because you have 10%. El Iyam is the Kimoy Shehoyu. If you look at the way it was originally, then you're giving too much. Why are you giving too much? Because you're going and giving from the 10% from the Gregus jar. Don't look at them as being Gregus. Look at them as being Te'enim. If you're giving Te'enim, then you're giving much, much more, because now you have to double the amount of the volume. Don't look at the way they are now. Look at the way they were a year ago or a week ago when they were still nice and plump. And then they were double the size. So now I'm not just giving 10%, it's like I'm giving 20%. Mm-hmm. See, isn't that Shver and that Mandi Amar?
So we're not going at all with numbers now, because numbers would be...
That would be the minion.
Right.
That's what you're doing now, mita, which becomes a little bit more confusing if you want. Okay, you're right. It's harder to digest. But the point of this is, what do you do? Do you look at things historically, or do you look at things the way they are today? If you look at the way they are today, he took out 10% from the Gregor's chart, instead of taking from the Teina jar, so that works beautifully. Of course, it has to be, it can't be Menachodesh Aliyosh, we're talking about it's from the same crop, but some of the things he left in the freezer, and some of the things he left out to dry outside in the yard. So that's why they became Gregor's, and that's why these are still Teina. Okay, so our Gemara is telling us, L'choyre, it's Shver on one of the two Mandiyamim, since we're giving it according to Mida, if you're going to go and take Kamoy Shehen the way they are today, fine, so I'm taking 10%, it's good. But if Kamoishain, which means the Kamoishahoya, the way they were originally, now look at this Gregus jar as if it's full of Teinim, the jar is going to burst because it's going to be double the size, double the volume. And therefore, now I'm going to go and take double it. I don't have a problem of Marvim and Meisris. Says Yimor, you're right. This whole discussion that I had until now about Meiser, faulty. We're talking about giving Truma. Oh, Vereisha Bayin Yofa, Vesefa Bayin Yofa. What the Gemara is telling us is, when you're going and giving Truma, since you're giving it to the Kohen, and since with the Rabbanan you can give any amount, as long as it's more than a Chita Achas Peteres Yisakri, so therefore, if you're doing it, you're giving to Einem on Groigris, I'm giving you a suggestion, give it the Minyan instead of you'd be Yoitzer B'mida, because Chita Achas Peteres Yisakri, but the Chachamim wanted you to go and give Ayin Yofa generously, and so they're saying, if you're giving Teinim on Gregers, don't give the Mida, give it the Minyan, because by giving one full Tein, it's like giving two Gregers in, and that's Givaldik, and you don't have to worry about being Marbe B'maisis, because that concept doesn't apply to Truma. And the same thing with you giving from Gregers on Teinim. Yes, you could have given Lefi HaMinyan, and therefore give these scrawny Gregers 10% of the Teinim, but we want you to give Mida Yofa, therefore we say Taka Mida, give it according to the volume, and therefore you're giving it much more.
farmer's choice to go by Mida or by Minyan?
No, this is a suggestion of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are telling you, we want you to go and give it generously. So therefore, just like when you have the 140, 150, 160, 140, right, as are the more generous people, and it's the Beinanim that give the 1 out of 50, so you're giving based on Gregus on Te'enim. Te'enim on Gregus will give you an Aitzatoiva. If you're giving the Te'enim, give it the Minyan. If you're going doing it, I'll be Gregus on the Te'enim. Don't give them...
To choose to go by Minyan or by Mida?
Normally, in the Mishnah, it says you have three choices. Because the assumption is that they're the same. In other words, you're doing Te'enim on Te'enim, or Gregus on Gregus. You could do it based on Mida, or based on the volume, or based on the Mishkol, or based on the... Because it's all going to be more or less the same anyway.
Right,
there might
the
be...
Same produce,
there could be minimal differences, but otherwise it's going to be basically the same. However, when you're doing a two different... Now, my Mishnah, we can't give apples and oranges, oranges and apples. It's the same to Enam and Greigers, but one is dried out and one is fresh. So then you should rather give me, and this one you should go and give me. So it's Tumi Gedoy Laskin. Zokti Marvai, Ihochi, Eima Seifa. In the Reisha, that shot works. So let's go to Umar Blozeb Reb Yoisi. Abba Hoyenoitel, Blazer Bioisi is saying about his father Bioisi. You can tell me that Rabbi Yossi probably is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta,
right? The right Stammer Bioisi.
Stammer Bioisi. Could be that he didn't say Rabbi Yossi Aglili because he made Blazer Bioisi. Efshi, whatever, doesn't make a difference. Abba Yenoitel es a Groy Grois, now talking Groy Grois, Shibbe Mikzoya. Mikzoya is the name of a Kli that was used to cut. It was like, if you look at the Rashi, about 8 lines on the bottom, Mikzoya Kli Shenoisna Beha Groigris, you would go and collect them there. Valshen Kli Korilu Kitzios become a Duchten. The actual fruits themselves, which are lying there in the backyard or on the roof, and they're getting the benefit of the sun, they should be sun dried to Enem. Mm-hmm. So they become called Kitzios, and then you collect them, with the Kli, which is called the Mikzoya. So the Rashi, they got the name Mikzoyos because they are the subject of the collection in the Kli, which is called the Mitzaya. Other Rashi say that it's not just a receptacle where you store it or you put it, but rather it's actually a cutter, that you cut them from the branch or whatever it happens to be. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so what did Abba used to do? He would go and take 10 Groyish of Mitzaya in that Kli Kula Mitzaya, and he would go and separate that Al Tishim Shibbe Kalkola. Shishim Shibbe Kalkola means the 90 in the Kalkola. Kalkola means that you had in a different Kli, in a basket, right? Rashi says, Te'enim Lachem. So he used to go and take 10 Groigris on the 90 Shibbe Kalkola. Now, earlier on, we didn't, I threw in, since we were talking about Meiser, that when you said, Tormin Te'enim Ala Groigris B'minyan, and then afterwards when we said that if you're doing Groigris Al Te'enim Amida, so I said 10%, because we're talking about Meiser. But now that the Gemara is saying that we're talking about Truma Gedoyla, we don't have to be giving 10% anymore. And the ratio when it says Torman to Ein Malik Groigris, for instance, if you're giving your 2%, how should you do it? Do it B'minyan, so that it should be more generous. And on the other hand, if you're giving Groigris unto Einem, give B'mida. That's more generous. But it doesn't have to be 10%, even 2%. You know, be 1 out of 50, 1 out of 40, whatever it happens to be. But clearly, Rabbi Yossi is talking about 10%. You know, he told Aser al Tishim. Oh, so obviously he's talking about Meiser. Vibitruma Gedoyla, Aser Maya Vidite. How would you get the number 10? Is Zaytzechos in the beginning of the Mishnah, is Taka talking about Meiser. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Yosi says, and I'll tell you, Maaseh Shehu Yaman Tatas, from the Brucha, he used to go and give them the percent from Groigus al Kalkola, Meitzan Mida, Mishkol, etc. And, or a minion, whatever. But the point is, the whole discussion now reverts to the Meiser and no longer Truma Gedoyla. So therefore, bring the same rais that we said before, that the Gabi either Kamoy Shehain or Kamoy Shehayu. Ella says the Gemara, you know, it's neither Meiser nor Truma, but rather it's a combination. It's what we call Truma's Meiser Askina. Now, what's Truma's Meiser? Truma's Meiser is that every lady, after he gets his Maser, he has to be Mafrish Maser Min HaMeiser. 10% of that 10%, he has to go and give to the Kohen. So just like all us Yisraelim have to go and give our 2% to the Kohen, he, the lady, has to give 1% to the Kohen. Why do I say 1%? Because he got 10%, and from that 10%, he has to give 10%. So 10% of 10%, he gives 1% to the Kohen. Okay, so how is that better or worse? The Abba Elazar ben Goimel, ho. That's the famous Abba Elazar ben Goimel. The sign of Abba Elazar ben Goimel, oimer. V'nechshu lechem trumaschem. This pasuk is v'gabi trumas meiser, and it says v'nechshu lechem trumaschem kadogan min ha-goyen v'chamleya min ha-yokev. And the Gemara says, b'shtei trumais ha-kosim edaber. This trumaschem, You could say Trumaschem is a Lashon Yochid, but don't say Trumoischem. But the Gemara is assuming that it's a Lashon Rabbim. Bishtei Trumah is a Kosher Medaber. Achas Trumah Gedoyim. Achas Trumah is Meister. And therefore what? That Kishem Shet Trumah Gedoyim and Nitel is Bo'oimit Uba Machshava. Kach Trumah is Meister and Nitel is Bo'oimit Uba Machshava. What does that mean? That just like Trumah Gedoyla, it doesn't have to be precise. Oimen means you estimate. You're 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. Midrabanan doesn't have to be pink lech, if it's a drop more, drop less. Oimen means you kind of just make an estimate. Or machshava. Machshava means that you don't actually mafresh it, but you look at it. Rashi says at the top of the Omer Aleph, noisen eina bitzad zeh, v'oichel mitzad acher. What happens if it's right before Shabbos? And you have to go and give your Trumas Amaisis. I don't have enough time to go and separate it. I go and say my Truma Gedoyle is on the Zofin end, on the northern end, and the rest of Shabbos I only eat from the southern end, and then after Shabbos I'll be Mafreshit. That works. It works, but Machshava is enough.
That's the Nusach, I think, in the Siddur that we used to say, the fruit. On the Tzapha, on the Tzis, and don't we say that?
Based on this. And Matru Megdoyle ba'ayin yofa, av Trumas Meiser ba'ayin yofa. And when it comes to Trumas Meiser, also is ba'ayin yofa. That's the reason why we spoke about that she rather give from Mido or she give him from Mishko. So Timor Umino. But I can still ask you a kasha from that same Reb Lozer that we brought before, the Reb Lozer, Reb Yoisi, in the name of his Abba. Om Reb Lozer, Reb Yoisi, Abba Yenutel, Ezer Gregor, Rintoya, Altishim, Shebeka Kola. I am is Bishleim, Elika Mois, Shehein, which means Kamois Shehoyu, the way they were originally. Amrin, and that shaper. That works well. Meaning that he gave Eser Grey Grace on the 90 Shabbat Kol. Eliyam is Kamoy Shehein, means the way it is today. Botzilhu is indeed jibbing him because he's giving him the Eser Grey Grace for the large to Einim, right? It says Grey Grace. He bid it for the 90 Lachim, the to Einim Lachim, which were inside the Kakola. How could he go and give 10? Here he's doing it, obviously, b'minyan, 10 on the 90. If you're giving these scrawny things, it's toydechnish.
Right.
That's why we said if you're giving great yourself to enemies, you do b'mida and not do it
b'minyan.
And he's doing it b'minyan. So until now we want to go and say, well, we're talking about truma. But we said he can't be talking about truma because he wouldn't be talking about 10%. The iam is b'shleimu l'kamoy shehein, which means l'kamoy shehoyu amrinan, is shaper. If you're going to go and tell me the way they were originally,
they were all luscious.
They were all luscious, beautiful, tainish. And then he had 10 on the 90. Eliyam is kamoy shehen. You look at the way they are today. What's the loose? You're not giving it up.
You're cheating
the coin. Yeah, exactly. Everything like Yosef Dimi Amrav Lazar, Shani Groigris, Hail the Yochel, the Shokan, Ulachzilan, the kamoy shehen. That's a swara like we had before. It's called the Vinaya.
Reinflate.
In the moment of the Daki, Groigris. But go and soak them now in water. It's like the orange juice that you buy concentrate, right? And you go and put it in and you add water to it. Of course, today you can really buy the concentrate with the water already added. But you get the point. Years ago, you had to go and buy this concentrate.
Yeah, small cans.
Cans, right? And then you added the water to everybody. Remember, the good old days. I don't know if they even sell that today anymore. Anyway, so then you reconstitute it. Groigus can be reconstituted into Te'enim, so therefore the whole Svara of Kamoy Shehen and Kamoy Shehoyu really doesn't apply, because history and what is today are one and the same, since you can go and bring back history and make it today. We'll stop over here, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbat.